Creativity, it is an addiction. We have to do it every day, and we feed it in so many different ways. Oh, some days are good, some days are ugly and evil. Other days, we've got to hit rehab, and we've got to make sure that we reboot. And then all of a sudden, we're back at it again. It's like a credit card, man. You pay it off only to fill it right back up again. Unplug, because, well, you know what? We all say yes to creativity. Totally uncut, because we all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. Monday. If I were Drew Barrymore, I'd be singing, I love my Mondays. Have you seen that show yet? She's doing pretty good. She is. She's being very natural, not overdoing the Hollywood glitz and glamour, but rather the everyday average person, mom with two kids. She's just being so real and so genuine. Feels kind of good to be in a moment like that, where all of us, we don't have to be like the Joneses. We don't have to keep up with them anymore. It's all about just we're all equal in love. We're all equal in peace. And we're all going through the same struggles right now in the way of, where the hell are we? What are we going to do when we get to the other side of this mountain? Do you think there's an ocean, or is it just another desert? Have you thought about that? Maybe I think too much, because I'm just being an everyday person as well. No Hollywood glitz and glamour here. It's just us. Every day, just us. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Choice. This is what I was writing 10 minutes before the lights went out at Elevation Church Ballantyne. I'm reading from yesterday because I don't come into the studio on Sundays. It's a day where I give to God by stepping into the forest and doing everything I can to help take care of everything natural within those trees and on the forest floor. And there's just always so much to learn out there. So I don't come into the studio until Monday, okay? And which seems like, oh my God, he's being forced to do this. No. I come in here because I love the fact that you and I get to be together. We get to hang out, we get to talk, we get to share things, and it's just a fun, loving place to be. So I'm reading from October 4th, 2020. Today's actual date is October 5th already. You know, what are we preparing for? Have you asked yourself that over the past 7 to 8 months? What are we preparing for? My mom used to say, save it for a rainy day. Well, Mom, when will I know the rainy day is here? Well, you'll know. You'll know. So I've been asking a lot lately, what are we preparing for? What will be broken? What's going to be repaired or shattered? And then turned into, well, that's the way it used to be. Have you been through that storm yet? Well, this is the new normal. We're not going back. You might as well just get used to what we're doing. How many of our dreams and ambitions no longer sit on the horizon, but rather they're buried in a deep, dense forest covered by long vines, kudzu, and spider webs? The current stroll is based on what we've already learned and experienced. And it's in those moments of experience that we are given the courage to keep from falling. So I ask again, with all that keeps unfolding during this same 52-week period, what are we preparing for? Do we have enough love and trust in each other to stand together as a single source of energy so that whatever needs to be lifted into the light can inspire others to keep believing? What are we preparing for? What is it that we're learning from? I had a great conversation with one of the leaders of a school of broadcasting last week. And John told me, he says, I don't think I would be in this place of somewhat comfort and courage if I had not experienced ... events before this moment. He says, I had to have that. Otherwise, I would be a freak out right now. He says, during the beginning days of COVID-19, they lived in uptown Charlotte in one of those skyscrapers, the 27th floor. And it freaked him out to have to get onto that elevator every day. You don't know who's going to be on the other side of that door, who's going to be going up or down. Will they have a mask on? Where were they the night before? Are they living with somebody who has the virus? And so they moved out because it was eating at him and eating him up so much, he just couldn't deal with it anymore. So they left this beautiful home inside this gorgeous skyscraper in downtown Charlotte, and now they're living way out in the country away from people. What are we preparing for? Are we trying to get away from others? What is it that we're attempting to accomplish here without lessons in life already lived? Okay, so it happened 100 years ago, back in, what was it, in 1918, the Spanish flu? Somebody needs to come forward with some of the lessons. I am always on Google saying, how long did they go through the method of madness before people started feeling regular again? And everything that I'm learning is that, about 2 years. We haven't even hit the 1-year mark, guys. We haven't. You mean to tell me there's more of this on the way? What are we preparing for? How do we prepare for it? See, that's when you grab a writing instrument and you got to start jotting stuff down. Grab a tape recorder of some sort. Now, they've got them. You can go to Spreaker.com, S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R, and use their recording devices. Put it on your phone. I'm sure your smartphone has a recording device. And just put your thoughts in there about the present place of now and what you're learning during this current challenge. Or maybe you're in a moment of victory. Well, how did you get there? See, that's one of the things I wrote about today, was that to live in a moment of now kind of lifestyle. It doesn't just happen. There's a roadmap that got us here. But can you identify the right steps that put the dot on the map? How did we get here, and how are we going to learn so that when we get there, then we're carrying something with us? What are we preparing for? I'm Arrow, and that's what I was writing 10 minutes before the lights went out at Elevation Church, Ballantyne.